Hi, I'm KS Garner, and you're listening to the Solo Nerdbook Podcast. Today, I'll be speaking with editor, writer, and founder of Wildstar Press, Akira Brown, here to promote their anthology, Quill to Strike, now on Kickstarter until April 30th. Welcome, Akira.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for reaching out and joining us here today. But outside my introduction, who is Akira Brown in their own words?
In my own words? So I'm Akira. I am an editor, a comics editor, and a prose editor. I am a writer, comic writer as well, kind of interchange between the two of comics and prose. I'm a comics person through and through.
Okay, well, what is Quill to Strike about?
So Quill to Strike is an anthology about essentially a cowboy, but I wanted to switch it up. Instead of having an anthology about like different cowboys or like just the Western genre in general, I wanted to center it on a cowboy named Emery Graves, who's Black, non-binary, and every story is essentially a myth or a legend about this cowboy. So we don't exactly know who they are, but all of these different creators have given their take or their opinion, their story of who they think this cowboy is. So myths and legends surrounding the desert viper, Emery Graves.
Yeah, from the preview that you sent me, what I liked about it was, just from glancing at it initially, is because it's an anthology and has different artists on there, each art style kind of feeds into Emery's enigma in a way, and it gives a different perspective each time. It's like, this is from this encounter with these people, this is how they viewed them. From this encounter, it was like this and this, that, and the third, which I really
liked. That was definitely what I was going for. It was that cherry picking like each artist to make sure that the art styles were so vastly different. So yeah, I gave everyone the character design. I had a friend of mine do the character design, and I gave that to everybody, and everything else was have fun and make it up. So like in the stories, they're referenced as this or that and the other. So that everyone is like, oh yeah, I've seen him do this, or I've seen her do this, or I've seen them do this. And it's just, it is a very, it's what a rumor would be technically. It's, you heard it from another person and they've spun it to something else, or this is what I think is happening. And I just love that like telephone game of, this could be Emery Graves, but we don't know for sure.
So how did you find the collaborators that you work with on this project, and how did you know they were the right people to work with?
So I'm also a publisher of Wildstar Press. It's an indie publisher where, I cater to diverse creators and like smaller creators that are up and coming, essentially. So I had the submissions open. So I got over like 150 submissions, and I had to go through and comb through each and every one. And it really is just how the story are. When they submitted, it was me going through their story idea and going through their portfolio of their art and what have you. And I really paid attention to how they portrayed Emery. Like, were they a villain? Were they a hero in their story? I tried to make sure it was balanced enough where it was like, some people did like villain stories, some people did hero stories. And then there was a few that were just like, this is just a cowboy, middle ground. It was very hard to only pick, I think like 22 people, or technically like 17 stories, but there's some teams. It was just me picking through and making sure that the story itself would be balanced, while also saying, I'm so sorry, I can't pick you, but I wish I could.
So you've collaborated on a number of projects that, that are set in a variety of worlds, and that have been described in every which way possible for, decades, including Westerns, right? So has there ever been an issue playing in the cliches, or were you okay with leaning into leaning into them and I guess allowing the artists to put their own spin on it, you know. And I guess how did you help them, or if you needed to help them to maintain that what they were working on, you know, with this anthology, is that this is the world that they're in is this shared world of theirs and not mm-hmm. someone else's. Like everyone's telling this story of Emory mm-hmm. in as a Western, but like this is our story and not somebody else's, if that makes sense.
So like as the editor for the project itself, it was a very it was the rudimentary start of, okay, so this is a standard Western. So mm-hmm. when I think of a Western, you know, you think of the stereotypes of cowboys and, you know, robbing and all that good stuff, the horses and all that. You think of like movies like The Harder They Fall mm-hmm. and like, was it Hateful Eight? That might be the wrong one. There's another one. I think it's the seven, something with the seven. There's a lot of different like tropes you can pull from in regards to cowboys. So that was technically the foundation, that trope of like what it means to be a cowboy. But the only difference here is that the representation that I wanted to see, that we, you know, you don't get to see often, as like a Black cowboy, and even more specifically one that's non-binary. Mm-hmm. So it was you can play in this space so long as this cowboy is the star of the show. And even in that, even some of them had a bit of a twist where Emory wasn't the star per se, but they were the one that was being talked about. So it was like, oh, Emory may not be the main protagonist in this story, but the main protagonist is recounting a story about Emory. So mm-hmm. either way, it is still about Emory. Yeah.
Yeah. What I really like about this story is that it's coming at a time, not only because it has a Black non-binary main character, but mm-hmm. it's coming at a time where there's this resurgence of Westerns, including yeah. The Harder They Fall. And yeah. There's one on TV now that talks about the Black sheriff. I don't know what network it's on. And then there's another one with Kevin Costner that's in, and then he's supposed to be doing a whole movie on one too.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Of course, in the moment when you start recording, you forget every name.
I completely forget the name, but I love this resurgence of Westerns, but also that it's including the perspectives of, you know, Black people, mm-hmm. particularly African Americans in this country, and the Native perspective yeah. as well, mm-hmm. which, you know, and probably maybe the Asian one as well, once they, I guess, start to become more culturally relevant, you know, building mm-hmm. railroads and things of that sort. Hopefully we get to see more of that as well. But did that have any type of influence on this anthology coming about right now? Or is it something that, you know, you've been working on for some time now?
I mean, that is always sort of just like innately in my mind, or like in the back of my mind. It's like, in history, it wasn't just white people. Mm-hmm. There were a bunch of different people, and it's always one for mainly for representation. It's always interesting to see how other cultures experienced these, what are now basically tropes. So like pirates and samurai and cowboy and stuff. It's like, yeah, we see it from the typical white male view, but they weren't the only ones here. So that was a part of my decision when I was talking to the artist about designing the character, because I was like, I don't want it to be your standard quote unquote cowboy. I want them to be visually different. So when someone sees the book, it's like, oh, this is new, or if not new, this is something that'll catch the eye.
Mm-hmm. So you've created and edited and completed multiple works over the years. What do you do with works in progress is, you know, whether you've edited them and you send it back and you haven't heard anything for a while, or maybe you've written something and you like it, but you don't really know what to do with it. So it's kind of just sitting there, and maybe it's abandoned, maybe you'll come back to it later. Who knows? It's really up to you, really. But what advice could you offer to other creators in regards to works in progresses or abandoned stories?
My biggest advice is always just, honestly, time management. I have several different projects that I'm working on constantly, including with my publisher, just having like all of the books that are in the works. And then on another side, it's all of my own personal like writing and scripts and stuff. Having a consistent schedule will take you a long way. It's hard to start, but once you start and start constantly doing it, it does help. So like I did a whole thing, or talked a whole thing about just scheduling your posts for social media, especially as an artist or creative. Having that consistency will get you into the groove of continuing. So yes, while I have a lot of works in progress, I still have it like in the back of my head, like, oh, okay, Friday after work, this set of time is when I'm going to work on this project here. So I may not finish it in full completely in that day, but I know that progress is better than stagnation, honestly. So yeah, so long as you're constantly adding to it and going back to it and pretty much doing it, basically, it's better to do a little than to not do anything at all. And it's helpful to have helpful to have a schedule while you're doing that. So even if, for me, for example, since I pivoted fully to writing, even if I write one paragraph or one panel for a page, that's better than me not doing anything at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Was there anything else that you wanted to share about Coil to Strike? Maybe the rewards for potential backers?
Yeah. So Coil to Strike, we have we tried to keep it, well, we being me, I run the whole publisher, but you know, business. I tried to keep it streamlined so it'd be a little bit easier for me, honestly, to ship all of these. But we have the physical book, the digital book. We just got a lovely book designer who also recently just published a book through Wildstar Press, Potions 101. She's our book designer now. Book looks amazing. Biased, but still. And then we have a few stickers that are also a part of a certain tier of rewards. And then the farther you go through the awards, you also get older anthologies. So there is a pirate-themed anthology called Songs of the Sea, where that is just a different tellings of different pirate stories. And then the first anthology from Wildstar Press, which is Tales of the Unknown. It's a cryptid anthology. So if you like Bigfoot or Mothman or the Pants cryptid, all of those fun monsters and legends, that's another like add-on that you can add. We also have a retail tier, so comic book shops that want to grab maybe like, I think it's 5 copies. It's discounted there. So everyone's getting a physical copy unless they strictly want just the digitals, which, hey, easy to keep with you, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at the page now, and mm-hmm. I think it would have been kind of cool to have it kind of looks like with this viper, almost like Emery's logo kind of sorta. That would have been cool, like as a pin, or maybe like a scarf, like a bandana design too.
Yeah, there's a lot of there are a lot of rewards that I wanted to do or want to do, but the constraint of being a small publisher is the best advertising is word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Being, I'd say, relatively new, but I've been in the game for 5 years, but you know, really started kicking off at like the third and fourth year. I'm still be people are still finding out about the press and the anthology and stuff. So I'm like, if I added way too much, the goal would be even more than it is. Yeah. And it's like, realistically, as much as I want to, I know realistically I'd have to dial it back some. But ideally, like, as we progress and as we get more and more people's attention, then it's like, yeah, I'm gonna offer more pins and like prints and posters, because I have done it before where I have like I've had like, okay, sticker set, here's some prints, like mini prints and like a large one, all that stuff. I just have to balance it out where it works for everybody and myself.
So are you going to be at any cons, or anybody from the press going to be at any cons this year?
Yeah, so I know that a few creators of Wildstar Press are going to Heroes Con in North Carolina. I'm going to try my best to make it there. That's in June. I think it's the weekend of like the 16th through the 18th. I'm going to try to there's a new convention in St. Louis called Slice, St. Louis Comic Convention, that actually debuted last year, if I'm not mistaken. So this will be their second run. That should be fun. That's in October. But yeah, and then there's probably some like festivals, like mini festivals around Georgia that I'll be in, because I'm stationed in Georgia. So yeah.
Okay.
That's fingers crossed. It's expensive out here.
Yeah, it is really expensive. You were naming all these places. I was like, you know, I don't know how far St. Louis is. I'm like, St. Louis and then North Carolina. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's like that. And I'm like, one or the other, I'm going to try to make it to. Uh-huh. Fingers crossed regardless. But if not, I do know like a lot of friends, both friends and people that have been in the press are going. And I'm just like, hey, remember, you're also a part of Wildstar Press. Boost us.
Okay, Kira. And where can people find you online?
If you're looking for Wildstar Press specifically, literally Wildstar Press on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Blue Sky, just type it in, and I've made it so I'm the very first thing you see in Google search, Wildstar Press. If you're looking for me specifically, Twitter, Instagram, it's BLUBAT, so Blue Bat _. Yeah. That's where you can find me if you're looking for like an editor or a comic writer or someone to just like root for you, because I'm always doing that for comics people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oops.
All right. Well, thank you again to editor, writer, and founder of Wildstar Press, Akira Brown, for joining us here today to promote their anthology, Coil to Strike, now on Kickstarter until April 30th. All of Akira's social and website, as they just mentioned, will be listed in this episode's details alongside a Kickstarter link for those who are interested. Again, I am KS Garner, and you've been listening to the Solo Nerd Podcast. Thank you.